Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics time brought to you by the Colville Pro Rodeo. I've got a couple of follow-ups for you here. One.
Ooh, okay.
How many states are considered South according to the internet?
Yeah, I'm perplexed by this.
Think you can name them? I bet you can't. I'm going to guess you won't.
I know I can't. I know I can get Alabama.
Yep.
Arkansas.
Oh, we're going to go alphabetical. Very good. Alabama, Arkansas. Correct and correct.
Mississippi.
Yes. That's
Texas?
Three.
Texas?
That's four.
Has to be.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to say Oklahoma. I really would want to say it, but I can't.
I mean, you could.
Tennessee?
But you'd be
Tennessee
wrong.
Is right. That's five.
You
only have nine more to go.
Nine more?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez. So Oklahoma is in it.
Yeah. I counted that one. Mm-hmm.
All right. Sorry. I did not know that.
Oklahoma and Texas both are considered the South,
Louisiana?
According to this.
Louisiana,
yes, that's six.
That's the South.
Come on
baby.
Now.
Kentucky.
I think I counted that one already. Did you say that one already?
No, I had not said
okay,
it
that's
already.
Seven.
Oh, wow.
Because I know Kentucky
your
gets
your
up
least
there a
favorite
bit.
State.
Florida?
That's eight.
That's so weird because it's Southern, but I don't consider that the South.
Like, what else would you call it?
Florida. The part that makes the map look funny.
Right, I mean, yeah, like, yeah.
Right, Florida, there's nothing, like, I don't expect to go to Florida and see Southern people. Right?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of on its own there, yeah.
It is, like, mm-hmm. And I get it. It's
well, Florida is very interesting because...
Very interesting.
Like, where I lived when I was down in Florida was very country.
Was it? And was it... Do people have an accent, like a Southern accent?
Some people, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, see, I don't picture that for Florida.
Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, missed that one, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia and West Virginia, Maryland?
No.
Oh, Maryland's east.
Oklahoma and Texas. Yeah, that's... Also, you're going to put Maryland. North Carolina but not South Carolina in there?
That can't be right.
Yeah, something was wrong.
Yeah,
something,
it's a very weird
the
list.
The one with the word north and the one with the word south not in the south.
It seems dumb.
Doesn't make any sense.
Not to me, no. Anyway, that's according to the internet, whatever it possibly knows.
Not much, I don't think.
And then I wanted to give you a quick quiz. How many U.S. cities, and can you name them, have hosted the Olympics? Either summer or winter.
Oh, Salt Lake.
Salt Lake is one. That's correct.
L.A.
Two.
Atlanta.
Three.
What about the one in New York? Where was that? Lake Placid?
Say it.
Lake Placid?
Four.
Lake Placid.
Lake Placid twice.
Winter.
Yeah, twice.
Thank you, Steve. That was a good job.
That was a great job, Steve. Now you've got the two hard ones left.
Boy, I'm trying to think of another one. I'm struggling to think of it. Is there something in Florida? The Orlando game.
No.
Miami?
No. Never been in Florida.
Let's see. What could it
Texas?
Be?
No.
No, never been in Texas. The two-year, one of them's in California, and one of them is, if I say what state it is, it'll give it away, and it's back in 1904. It was Missouri.
Oh, in Kansas City Olympics?
Nope.
St. Louis,
yeah. In 1904, that's why you don't know it.
No, I don't.
And then the last one, maybe when I say it, you might remember. It was the Winter Olympics of 1960, Squaw Valley.
No.
Squaw Valley, California, 1960.
Haven't
80
heard of
was
that.
Lake Placid, but yeah.
Lake Placid.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
do
not
you
bad,
believe
guys.
In miracles?
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah, that
exactly.
was 1980. Baby.
That's the only reason why I know it.
Yep. Lake Placid twice.
Was it really twice?
L.A. Huh? going to be three times because they're going to hold it in 2028. Yep.
It's a tough deal to hold the Olympics. You have to make an entire village. I mean, it is wild how big of a deal it becomes for your city.
Oh, man.
And you have to have the right infrastructure to even make it happen.
For sure, yeah.
Paris, I noticed the thing with them.
The France Olympics?
Remember all the France Olympics.
Thank you, Kevin.
The no air conditioning thing.
Yeah, what was it? What's the deal with
bizarre.
That?
Yeah,
they don't have it.
They don't have it in the Olympic Village. Like,
is it because they don't have it in Paris?
Yeah,
on a regular
Paris
basis.
Is very, tries to be very green, and they don't have it.
Ugh.
But so they're allowing countries to bring in their own ways to cool, I believe.
So like ice cubes?
Yeah, like the American athletes will just be like, yeah, we'll just bring in portable air conditioning.
Right,
I'm
yeah.
sure, whatever.
Sure, yeah.
And then they are setting up like water cooling stations where it's like misters and that type of stuff.
Well, yeah, they say it could be 80 during the Olympics. That's going to be, you're going to want a place to cool off.
Which doesn't seem that hot, but when you're trying to do Olympic stuff, it seems hot. Yeah. Seems pretty hot.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
Do we have someone who's going to be like the standout Olympic athlete this year for the United States?
Like, well, Katie Ledecky will be probably.
Oh, she's a swimmer.
Thanks, Kev.
What about, oh gosh, what's her name? The sprinter.
Oh, yeah, they've been really.
Flo Jo?
Missed it by just a couple decades, but you're close.
I can't think of her name. She just won something. She does hurdles and.
They've been running a lot of ads about it. You yeah. should know it.
I can't think of her name.
I don't know.
I don't know. And I imagine, they're probably retired now, the volleyball players.
Misty Maytrainer.
Yeah.
I think they're done.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if...
Emma Coburn. Yeah.
Oh, there's that sprinter. A different sprinter, the guy.
Usain Bolt.
No, that's not right.
I mean, that's the thing, though, right? We get our famous ones in our heads.
Get famous when we're watching it. It's hard to get a lead up.
Someone who's a very famous athlete right now, Livy Dunn.
Yep.
Is she in the Olympics?
I mean, I don't think they know yet.
I don't think she's.
What do you mean they don't know yet?
Well, they haven't had the trials.
What? Yes, they have.
No. No, the trials are not complete.
Wait, they don't know who's going to the Olympics yet?
All of the trials are not finished. They have to do the U.S. Olympic trials first, and then we'll see what happens.
I thought Livy Dunn wasn't, like, great at gymnastics.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Hot take.
I don't know that, Steve, one way or the other.
Go on to her Instagram right now.
I mean, she's very popular.
Uh-huh.
I just don't think she's one of the top.
Producer Steve says
many million
you.
Followers does she have?
No, I think she's extremely good. Popular. And she is very good at her sport.
Mm-hmm.
But not Olympic good.
I don't think she's Olympic good.
Huh.
I don't think so.
Very, very aggressive.
Coco Gauff, we have her in tennis.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that. That's a name to watch for.
Olympic trials Friday, June 21st through Sunday, June 30th. U.S. Olympic trials, Kevin.
Yeah, I see they have, you know, I
so
guess
it is
you
weird.
Train for 4 years to try to get in, and then we don't know if you made it or not.
Right, and then you get all of like 4 weeks to get your act together so you can go to Paris.
You know who is in the Olympics for sure? Mark Few.
Right.
Coach Few is...
Yeah, that's right.
Like, the basketball team is all established.
Is he bringing his own air conditioner?
Dude, you don't have to when you're that cool.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Out. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Sometimes I'll do that. Hey, like I'm going to say something very important.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you only have 2.5 days till the end of the school year.
Oh, hallelujah.
You got this. And she's like, oh, eyes closed. Thank you. And I said, and then you'll have this whole summer to get up at 4:30 and rub my feet before I go to work.
Kevin James.
She's still doing that.
And, oh, yeah. And she laughed.
That's so great.
And punched me.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics. Hot Topics round number two. By the way, we're going to qualify somebody momentarily for a Free Fuel Friday.
I think I have to apologize.
Now what?
I think Livy Dunn is actually pretty good at gymnastics. Or, like, really good.
She is really good, but yeah. She is not going to be in the Olympics.
Yeah, I thought she was... Well, I thought she was good, but I didn't think she was excellent, and I think she actually is excellent.
I believe the thing is she used to be on the U.S. national team.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But she had some injuries that kept her off the team, and so she just decided to focus on college and do that.
Okay.
She's also making millions and millions of dollars from having over 10 million followers on the internet.
That's pretty good. 10 million is a lot. Yeah.
See, that was the thing. I thought she was just known for more so that than being.
And certainly she is, Steve. There's no doubt that's the reason why Livvy Dunn is popular, is because of her social media following.
Sure, yeah. 10 million people didn't know she was a gymnast.
Well, I knew she was, and I knew she was good, but I didn't know she was at that level. So, but that's fair. Sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm sure she appreciates that. We have a game?
We do, Jay. It's a hot topic. Luke Combs, he is releasing a new album called Fathers and Sons.
Yeah.
Very interesting listening to him talk about this new album where he said, you know, I was not planning on doing an album right now, like at all.
Okay.
And he said, but I had like two or three songs that were stuff that I wrote about, you know, being a dad, and they were pretty good songs. And I just thought, man, what do? I'm going to wait and put these on an album. And then a bunch of his buddies who said, all my buddies are in the same part of life, and they keep bringing up ideas about it.
Sure, yeah.
So next thing I know, now we have like 8 songs. Now we have 10. Now we have 12 songs. And he goes, I just thought instead of making, you know, I just wanted to make it a special project where it was just like, here are 12 songs about being a father and a son.
I got you.
And so they just named the album Father and Son. Kind of like you said, an unexpected album, but he thought we're just going one theme. Doesn't really feel like a regular album, but it's coming out.
That's fair,
and
yeah.
I think people are gonna like it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that comes out. But he was on with Theo Vaughn, and he was discussing all of these things, and then Luke was discussing a game that he likes to play.
Okay.
Dude, I don't know what's talking, just made me think of this, but two of my best friends, dude, we play this game all the time called Are You Garbage?
Yeah.
Have you heard of this? I think there's an actual game. They might need an internet check, or it's like Are You Trash or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no game. It's essentially just, hey, man, like if you're in a group of people, you go, hey, if you do, Are You Garbage? There it is,
card game.
Card game. So we've played this, but now we have a list going on our phone that's like hundreds of items long, because we played the game so much that we ran out of stuff.
Right, and that tells people they are garbage, huh?
So it's, oh, Shane Gillis has played Are You Garbage, it looks like. So we have, I was going to pop it in this. All it is really a conversation starter.
Yeah.
Fodder. But all the ones we've come up with.
Yeah, rattle off a couple
years. So it's really just, it provokes a conversation amongst friends.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, like, okay, like you take a tour of a factory.
Are you garbage?
Are you garbage? And if you say yes, then you are, right? The yes is always means you're garbage.
Well,
because it's are you garbage?
No, it's not. Like, the question is that garbage or not? Like, you take a tour of a factory, does that make you garbage, or is it?
Yeah. So if it's yes, you're always trash. That's it. If you answer yes,
no, not necessarily. Only if you think it makes you trash. Like, you could say, no, man, I don't think touring a factory makes you.
Oh, so it's a debate. It's not whether you are.
Yeah, you get to debate whether or not people who do that are trash, or excuse me, garbage.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's kind of, it just sparks the conversation to go back and forth whether or not that item is garbage. And so Luke has, they threw a bunch of them out there, I just thought, well, we should play this. This is a conversation starter. It seems very fun, very easy.
Are you garbage?
Are you garbage?
Yeah. So, like, when we
Steve
were talking,
had one.
Yeah, when we were talking about this yesterday, I said double dipping a chip.
Ooh.
Are you garbage if you double dip a chip?
Yeah, probably.
I think for me, it's like it borderlines a little bit who I'm eating the chips with. If it's somebody that I share germs with all the time. You know what I mean?
You're not on a Super Bowl party. You're like at home.
If it's somebody I kiss, listen, we can double dip. You can double dip. I can double dip. That's fine. You're not garbage.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if you're doing it solo, you're more than welcome to double dip.
That doesn't matter. There are no rules then, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Jay, if it's a group, if there's...
Yeah, if you're at like somebody else's house and you're double dipping chips,
make it the rule. If it's somebody you don't kiss, you're garbage.
What if it's your, so you can't include your son then?
No, you can't. Nope.
Okay.
Unless you kiss your son.
Right.
old Tom Brady. How about this one? Are you garbage? If you use the same towel, you know, to get out of the shower, dry off for more than 2 days, are you garbage?
No.
You don't want to know how long I've been using my towel.
Oh, I can only imagine. You probably have one, and you've probably used it for 6 weeks.
Oh, maybe not that long.
A month?
No.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that really that bad?
That's, and I'm with you. I want to say that it's not garbage, but I know there's people who think that, you know, you should wash them every.
Yeah. Oh, for sure there is. Yeah.
24 hours.
Well, we just
hours,
talked about 40. That not that long ago. That,
yeah,
you know,
we did.
But I mean, 2 days is a pretty short amount of time. That's two showers for some people.
I think so. That's not. It's not garbage.
I'm
going to
say no.
I'm going
to say no.
Yeah. And some of you may disagree, and
right.
that's fun thing
that's
about
the
this.
Beauty
See,
of it.
It sparks a conversation. And I like that. How about this one? You take a dirty pot or pan, and you, instead of washing it, you hide it in the oven. Like if someone's coming over or whatever, you put the... You know what I'm talking about.
I do, yeah. I think I might have done it before, but only like if the dishwasher was obviously clean, didn't have time to... Whatever that might have been. I think I might have done it. I don't think that makes you garbage.
Did
I
mean, you feel like garbage though when you did it?
No, I felt like sneaky. I was like, yeah, that's just genius. I mean, I'm going to not leave it there. I'm gonna go ahead and clean it, but...
Maybe that's the difference.
No.
I just feel like, what if there's more than one?
I mean, if you cooked it for the same meal, no. Like, you use two pans for the same meal, all of a sudden somebody knocks on the door, and you're like, oh, let me just put these in here.
Okay. What if nobody knocked on the door?
And you're just hiding it? Well, yeah, then you're trash.
You just put them in there.
No, you can't. Yeah, you're garbage. You're complete garbage.
But you're intelligent garbage.
No, you're just
Well, you
pig.
Are. You're sneaky garbage.
Yeah,
you're
that's,
sneaky garbage.
Yeah,
you're
that's,
definitely sneaky garbage.
No, yeah, you can't do that.
Does that cancel out?
Being sneaky?
Yeah.
No, it still makes you garbage.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That,
oh,
it's,
man.
We'll start putting a whole bunch in my phone. I'll share them with you. Maybe we'll do them in the next Friday or something when the boys come
in. Yeah,
no,
I think this is a great Friday game. I just heard it with Luke Combs, and I was like, all right, we gotta get this into the rotation of things that we can play.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Because they're fun to come up with. You know, lots and lots of
So things. We found out that Steve is actually hiding pots and pans in his oven, and he's using his towel for like 2 to 3 weeks at a time.
That
the towel
true.
Thing is true. I don't do the pots and pans thing.
You don't even use them, probably.
Correct.
What are those for?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The Jay and Kevin Show. It's so incredibly bland and painful to listen to. It's a collection of unfunny moments that are both uninteresting and annoying.
Kevin James.
Yeah, that works.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Set the bar low, then you overachieve. Huh. All right, let's do it. Kevin's clip of the day. What do we have, Kev?
Well, you know, actors and actresses, sometimes they're pretty quick thinkers.
Yeah.
They get, you know, a lot of interviews. A lot of times they're trying to be funny, do whatever. I'll tell you, this Ryan Gosling guy, he kind of won me over with this. It was a very sneaky answer to a really good question.
Very nice.
The question was asked, and then he came up with an answer that, at first, it made me kind of mad because I was like, that's not how you answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, it's kind of brilliant how he did it.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling, first question of the Colbert Questionnaire. What is the best sandwich?
Ice cream.
I see how this is going to go. I see how this is going to go.
Because you could have all the sandwiches in the world and it'd be a tough decision.
Right.
But the ice cream sandwich comes out, your mind's made up. Decision is made for you.
Do you lick around the edges?
That's none of your business, sir.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great answer.
Very well done.
Yeah, I that's mean, perfect.
He worked the comedy in there, but
yeah.
I mean, that was a fast answer. Favorite sandwich, ice cream.
I feel like he's had the conversation before, or maybe with the way he said sandwich, just in his mind, he was already there. But yeah, that's... Hard to
and
argue.
It was like, at first it made me mad because I'm like, that's not what he means.
Right.
Like, what is it? And then I'm like, well.
Well, then rephrase it.
It is a sandwich.
Yeah. Right.
And he's right.
Yeah.
You have all the other sandwiches in the world.
Tough decision.
It's hard to decide. But an ice cream sandwich just is what it is.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a winner.
Mm-hmm.
It is a winner, that's for sure.
Have you guys had an ice cream sandwich yet this summer?
Oh, good night. No, I have not. I'm in my mind, I'm going through our freezer. Because I'm wondering.
You don't think you have any?
I don't think so.
Probably not. I mean, I don't feel like they'd last.
They don't. No, we have just too many people in the house to have those last. I couldn't even find Otter Pops the other day. I was like, whoa. What kind of house are we running here? I told my wife, I go, what are we doing? And she's like, well, I don't know. It was winter. I said, I realized that. But at what point did we think that frozen Kool-Aid would not last?
Right. You should have it.
Just always have those on hand.
Oh, standby. Yeah, sure.
That is, we are a big popsicle house. I have the sugar-free popsicles always on hand. I've gone to buying two boxes of them because we can go through them.
Sure.
In a week, pretty fast.
How many come in like a box?
That's a good question, Steve.
Great question, Steve. Great question. Good question, Steve.
Sure. I mean, you don't need to.
No, I will. Okay. You know what? Talk amongst yourselves.
I went to Costco to try to get Otter Pops. They didn't have any. I asked the guy because I couldn't find him. And I'm like, hey, man, do you have Otter Pops? Because I don't think they're in yet.
How many come in a box, though?
And, By the way, I typed in Otter Pops to Costco right now. It said, we don't find a match, but here are some other things that are related. Lamp.
What?
I like
How
lamp.
How does that have to do with it?
Table.
Otter. Those have nothing to do with Otter Pops.
Sometimes the searches on these are terrible.
I mean, I guess you need a lamp when you eat them, so you got light to make sure you're grabbing the right thing.
Yeah, no Otter Pops. But I did notice they didn't have Otter Pops, but they had some sort of like... I don't know. It was like supposed to be good for you kind of pop. Like it was one of those, oh, you have this fruit pop and it's only $18 per pop. You know, I was like, this is dumb. Like don't sell those. That who's oh, you know yeah. why they have so many? Because no one was buying them.
Yeah, I know who's what you're in talking charge. About,
yeah.
Too.
I even said to the guy, I go, well, there's a lot of these. And he goes, yeah, and they've been there a minute. I'm like, well, yeah, don't carry that stuff.
There's 18 popsicles in a box.
Okay. So what, two per day?
Are you the guy, you have the kind that you split, or are they just like the one piece ones? Are they
they're
kind
one
you,
piece?
Okay, yeah, not with one the two piecers. Sticks that
yeah,
you break.
I prefer that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, so 18, yeah. Steve. If we did two a day, that would take. And I've been getting two boxes. That would be 36. So that would take 18 days. And I'm telling you.
Okay. So yeah, just
go through them a little bit faster than that.
Okay. So, but if you, yeah, that makes sense.
Also, can you eat just one Otter Pop?
No.
Steve?
Oh, sure you could.
Oh, gosh. Disappointing.
You could eat half an Otter Pop.
Same with popsicles. I mean, like, and I can't tell my granddaughter no when after she's had one. I mean, I try to limit it to three now. I'm like, okay, you can have three. But then I'm like, okay.
In one sitting, right?
Now you got to eat like some regular food, then maybe you can have one later tonight.
Okay.
Like, that's. Yeah, because they're just so easy to eat.
Are you trying to get the healthy ones, or are you just going for just?
I don't know.
Am I garbage because I only want to eat the just the ones that are full of sugar?
We do the sugar-free ones, but I don't know. I don't know if they're healthy. They probably have something in them that
makes it sugar-free.
Right. Whatever the sugar-free thing is probably bad for us.
Right. That's the worst. You're like, just give me the sugar then.
The Big 99.9. They are.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Now, would I try a plant-based hot dog? Sure. Are they better for you, or are they...
Better than a real hot dog? Are you kidding me? Those things are amazing for you.
Kevin James.
That is an official statement of the Jay and Kevin Show.
Thank you, Kevin.
A real hot dog? Those things are amazing for you.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't forget to download the Coyote Country app. It's free. We can go along for the ride together. Or as they say in the little promo, let's have some fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, download that. That's free. You can also listen on your smart device. We had a little issue with the smart device earlier in the week. Now been fixed. We got the smart device mechanic in here, and he tuned it on up.
I do have to apologize for the podcast that did What'd not you do? Load.
What did you do?
Because I made an error in the code. Oh, it did not load because of an error in the code.
Like that.
Fixed the code published it and said, there you go.
Thank you.
But it still didn't work because I had made two errors in the code. I was very sleepy that day, I think.
Okay. Was that yesterday?
No, 2 days ago.
Okay. Congrats to Trisha and I think Rena and I think I might have missed another qualifier earlier. Kate all qualified for the Free Fuel Friday. Tomorrow is the drawing for $500 worth of free fuel. Brand new fun promotion coming up on Monday. We are off tomorrow. Steve will be here, but he technically has the day off, but he's still working. So that's tomorrow.
And that's what he does. That's why he's the producer.
Is that what's happening right now?
Or sure. Tomorrow?
Final thoughts.
When people say, Steve, do you have to work? No, I have the day off, but I have to go in.
Well, I'm going to be here, you know, doing the best of.
Work is relative, I think.
Oh, okay.
Final thoughts, Steve. You get to kick
Steve,
us off.
Steve, let's go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. So this happened yesterday, 2 days ago.
All right.
There was someone moving in, I think upstairs, one of the upstairs apartments from me.
Oh.
And I saw one of those, you know, U-Haul things that someone was unloading.
A truck?
Yes.
Okay. Weird. One of those things.
Words are hard, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it was two people who were just movers, and then later someone else came out who I think is actually living in this apartment.
I understand.
Okay.
So very nice.
My question is, I kind of was looking around, and I was like, do I say something like, hey, welcome to the neighborhood, or something like that?
Well, I don't even know. I mean, you could just say hi.
Or like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah. Hey.
I just kind of like gave a little head nod to the movers.
Oh, to the movers.
Who I think were movers, because they weren't dressed in like a uniform, but they looked like they were two guys just kind of
like movers.
Yeah, kind of scoping out everything.
I don't know if there is a movers uniform.
I think there is.
Well, you know, some people wear like, you know, t-shirts that like I think have there a company are a few, name or something.
Yeah, I see. I was going to say, I've seen a few that maybe have the
looking for the logo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that type of thing.
I got you.
You know, like in a truck.
Man. Well, at least you said hi to the movers. That's nice.
And then I kind of walked by the other person who I think is going to be living somewhere.
You're not really the kind of person who's going to go, hey, are you moving in upstairs? Oh, hey, I'm Steve. I live downstairs. We should get together and have coffee and tea and stuff.
No. Well, because I attempted to be friendly when I moved in originally.
I do remember that.
And was like saying hi to people. And that kind of backfired on me.
Yeah. Well,
but they weren't mean. They just had no desire to have conversation.
Yeah, and you know how I can be. So
yeah.
It just didn't work out.
That might have been on you, actually.
Final probably thoughts.
I think you should still greet him. Hey, how you doing? Good.
Well, now it's too late. It's past the
No, point. Never too late. Now you can still you ease in, head nod, ice cream sandwich, Otter Pop, you're there.
I don't even know where this person moved into, though. It was somewhere up above.
Well, put up a lawn chair and wait for him to come out.
It is weird with neighbors because I've been at my apartment now for, 6.5 years. And I couldn't tell you much about the person who has lived above me and has the garage next to me. I'd seen the guy who lived there for a while. I would see him, you know, maybe once, twice a month. Going to the garage or whatever, and I'd be like, hey, that's what we did to each other. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, that was it.
That's fine. Everybody's happy with that.
Then there was another guy who lived there. I maybe saw him in the entire time he lived there. I've maybe seen him two times.
They just don't cross paths.
There's somebody, the girl who moved in upstairs, she is the garage next to me. I see her every like 3-4 times a week.
And it's weird. Conversations?
We said hello. The one night we did have a conversation because we were unloading a bunch of DJ gear and there were three of us being very loud and she was right there with her kid and it was just like, I felt very, we were very...
Like you had to say something.
Intimidating to her, right?
Yeah.
Young lady with... And then there's three men.
Just make it better.
My
just
crew
by
doesn't
saying
look
something.
Very good.
Yeah, you guys don't have your uniforms on.
Yeah, so I was just like, hey, you know, and I struck up conversation.
Sorry we're being so loud or whatever.
She was just kind of like, yeah, shut up. That's kind of what it felt like.
I feel like that's right. Yeah. Yeah, care.
It's weird how you, Steve, you may see that neighbor every day or you may never see them again. It's always weird to me how that works out.
Yeah. I have gotten, maybe am I garbage? I've gotten grief before for pulling into the driveway, pulling into the garage, and closing the garage door before I even get out of the truck.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've had, you know, my neighbors who are friends would be like, bro, you don't even, you are like 100% letting people know. I go, well, here's the deal. If it's me just running around on a weekend and, you know, I'm going to leave the garage door open because I'm going to come back outside, and you want to have a conversation, great. If I am, it's, let's say, 2:30 in the afternoon, I'm getting home from work.
Yep.
I'm letting you know full well.
You're not welcome.
This is not the time to have a little chit-chat.
Yeah, Jay, I could not agree more. When I lived in a neighborhood and had the garage, I'd do the same thing. I'd pull in. If I was done or planning to take a nap in the car,
man,
I would shut the door immediately.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, that's just the sign that I'm... It's like the we're not, you know, the closed sign.
Yeah, right. We're not open for business right now. Right. Come back later. Be back in an hour. That's what I should have in the garage door. There be back is. In an hour.
Yep.
Because it's better. I think it's better. Is it not it better is. To let the person
oh,
know?
Yeah.
Hey, man, not right now, bro.
One time,
unless you're being aggressive with it.
Like if I just yelled it as you're coming up the driveway and you're closing the door and they're still lined
up. We're closed.
No. Not right now.
I remember one time I got home, neighbor comes over, I shut the door, I made it clear I wasn't interested.
Oh, no.
And I came over and it was a...
Oh, man.
And I'm like, no, I'm not doing it, man. I made it clear that I wasn't interested. So I sat there and then, ding dong.
Oh, no.
Ding,
dong. Oh, no. Unless something's on fire,
so
that's
now
too
I'm
many.
Like, what in the... And I'm trying to look to see who it is without really seeing, you know, them seeing me.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, yeah, it is the neighbor. What is this problem?
Dude, and I'm like military he crawling across the carpet to try to take a peek.
Jay, I'm with you. Yeah. I was hiding. I was doing all of it. And then I'm like, he's not going away. What is going on? So I go to the, and he's like, hey, I just want to let you know that your one sprinkler is stuck on and spraying into my
absolutely.
Yard.
Absolutely. Oh, my.
Has been all day. I was like, hey, thanks, man. I went and fixed it.
Hey, thanks, man. Hey, thanks, man.
I couldn't be
thanks,
mad at
man.
Him, man, right? I was flooding his yard.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know you were flooding his yard.
Well, unless there was
I mean,
a lake there.
It had only been on since, you know, 5 a.m. when they come on.
Okay, that's a kind of a bad one. I guess he gets to be persistent
he
at
did.
That point.
I understood why he kept ringing the doorbell.
Yeah, I'm having to swim to get to my garage. Sorry.